Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
An Odyssey station.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
Now, it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning. Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to Tee to Green on the air, WGR Sports Radio 550. Thanks for waking up with us here on another gorgeous Saturday in Western New York in mid-June. I'm Brian Cozio, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Kevin Sylvester, the third man of our team, is up working hard for PGA Tour Radio this week at the Canadian Open, just over the border in Toronto. Kevin will join us a little bit later on in the show to let us know what is going on this week with the Canadian Open. Good first 2 days there, but of course a lot of buzz this week with professional golf, with what went on with the PGA Tour and LIV. And
what are you talking about?
What is coming up next?
I didn't hear that.
Pretty crazy. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Brian. Yeah, every week I get to say, hey, we have a cool job because we're sitting on this beautiful patio watching the sun come up over a beautiful golf course this morning, and we get to talk golf, so it's fun. And, we did have a little bit of news pop on LIV and the PGA Tour this week, so it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Yep, so we'll kind of break down at least what we know, which is somewhat what we know, but we also don't, there's a lot still not to know. So we'll break that down coming up a little bit later on in the show. As I said, Kevin from the Canadian Open in Toronto at 7:45. But as you mentioned, we're outside here in Orchard Park today at Bobolink Golf Club, and on the patio overlooking the 18th green with the beautiful pond and the fountain, the driving range to our left. And I think, Jeff, when we come here, which now has turned into a great annual event. We know when we talk about special places in Western New York, especially for golf, this is a unique spot.
You know, it's cool for me. It reminds me of how I grew up playing golf and why I started to love golf. And, you know, it's one of those places where it's just fun golf. It's what golf should be. You should come out and have a good, fun time. And it's also interesting that most of their business is at night. You know, most golf courses are packed right now. It's kind of quiet here right now. It's nice and quiet, but it is cool. It's a beautiful little place. And I'm surprised. I mean, you think of a 9-hole golf course or a par 3, but it's super well maintained. So it's a really neat place to be.
Yeah, and we've got a couple of guests from Bobolink, so let's not waste any time. Bring them in. Tom Sturm, the general manager, Jimmy Dreff, the golf pro here at Bobolink, both kind to join us, as always. Tom, we'll start with you. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian and Jeff. Thank you, and welcome back. It's always great to have you back here. And it's not 9 holes, it's 18 holes.
My bad, I'm sorry.
That's right.
It's a beautiful 18-hole little course.
It is 18 holes.
It is 18, that's right.
And I'd like to thank you guys. It is impeccable shape. It's in gorgeous. We have a wonderful groundskeeping crew. They do a phenomenal job keeping this place in good shape. The pond is out there. It's beautiful, and you know, they picked it 2 years ago, and I don't know, I might have mentioned it last year, but they picked 36,000 golf balls out of that.
I believe it.
So I tell people, write their name and phone number on it. We'll give them a call next
year. Yeah, they
year.
Can come sift through them and find this. Here's our lost and found.
Absolutely.
I want to follow up on the condition of the course, because when Jeff and I pulled up this morning here to get ready to set up to do the show, that was the first thing we both said. We're like, wow, it looks really good. You guys get a lot of rounds played here, and the fact that you've got even players, which you I know you encourage, even beginners and things like that, that maybe wouldn't even know necessarily everything there is to, hey, you know, this is some of the etiquette things you do with golf to try to keep the golf course in great condition. I mean, just the holes here around the clubhouse look phenomenal. So I just, your staff, again, should get a great round of applause for that.
Thank you very much. I'll definitely pass it on to them because they do a great job.
So, this is different. People, I don't know if everybody who listens, I think most people know what Bobolink is, but yeah, because it's lit. It's a lot different facility than your average golf facility, and it's been around for a while, and it's super successful.
We've been around here since in the 60s, and we've had a number of changes, but mainly the course has pretty much stayed the same. I mean, our uniqueness is we got lights, and boy, we get activity around here at night that sometimes our staff is here till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning because people are out there playing golf on, under the lights, and it's a beautiful summer night, and it's great entertainment. And it might have an occasional beer out there, but everybody out there are having a good time.
That's part of having a good time as well. Jimmy Dreff, the golf professional here as well from Bobolink, a beautiful practice facility. I'm sure for someone that works with teaching golfers, you've got to be really happy that you've got a nice facility here as well.
Yeah, it's a really nice facility. We've got the driving range. It's a great place for beginners, and there's so much more interest in golf lately with so many more beginners, and this is just a perfect situation for them. Again, if you're going to start playing golf, we, you know, start with the driving range, the putting green. But as far as playing golf, you start on a par 3 golf course, 18-hole par 3. It keeps you sort of connected with scoring and ability to play the game as opposed to going to a full-length golf course. And it's pretty difficult for beginners. So this is really a good step in the stage towards, you know, becoming a
Oh, it's a great place to learn
golfer.
Golf. Yeah, this is a perfect place to learn golf. Yeah, talk about no pressure. Come on out. Just have some fun. There's none of that, you know, everybody watching you on the first tee and all that kind of worries and stuff that you have here. And they're par threes, so they're shorter holes for beginners. And they're still cool because there's a lot of nature and there's water and trees and different holes. So if you're looking to learn to play golf, this is where I direct beginners a lot of times, to a place like this, to Bobolink. Go play, get your golf in, play with your buddies, you know, have your clubs and have a couple beers and play at night and just see how fun golf can be.
We got some great stories about we've grown it around here, especially for the juniors and the retired people. I mean, we offer discounts almost every day. For Mondays is seniors, Tuesday is junior discount day now, Wednesday is ladies. Thursday we got leagues coming in here, and of course at nighttime we don't offer the discounts at night just because we got, you know, great activity here. But we brought the first tee program in here last year, and I'll tell you, they were so happy here. We ran actually to two or three tournaments out there with the first tee program, and they normally don't do with the kids full tournaments like that.
Well, this is perfect for the first tee.
And these kids had a great time. In fact, they were bringing them back this year. They want to come back, and they said there are a lot of people requesting the program here because of our facilities. We got a practice green up there for chipping and a sand trap. We get the full putting green. We have the driving range and, of course, 18 holes. You know, the schools have come out here. Orchard Park girls come out here, and they do a wonderful job out here. In fact, he started the program a couple years ago. We only had four or five girls. They came out here and did a night activity with fluorescent shirts and fluorescent balls, and they put it in the yearbook. The next year, he had 17 girls sign up for the team. So, I mean, we got the Nichols schools come up here. We have junior tournaments all throughout the summer for the, you know, the kids, and we give medals and prizes away to the winners, and it's a great afternoon just to drop the kids off and play golf. Jimmy has his camp every Tuesday starting June 27th, so the juniors come in for his camp for lessons. Jimmy's doing lessons on a full-time, just about a full-time basis around here. And the growth has just been phenomenal. I mean, we can't take credit for all of it. Two things, COVID helped grow the golf industry. Yeah. Number two, the weather's been beautiful. I mean, I'm not too happy about this air quality lately, but the weather's just been beautiful. So, I mean.
Well, I think that that's a testament to both of you and your staff is that, you know, we talk a lot of junior golf everywhere that we go doing our shows and trying to get more juniors involved and making it fun. And I think this place here, Jim, sets up so great to have that, introduce them to the game and make it fun with all the other elements that Tom just kind of talked about.
Absolutely. And the junior tournaments that we run starting in July, it's a very popular program. We may have as many as 30 kids, and that's on Wednesdays every week. So, and I have a scoreboard up, and I get everybody's name on there and get everybody going. And we have 9-hole and 18-hole events. So the way I run it, if you win at the 9-hole level, you move into the 18-hole level. And we've had some very good players come through here starting at a very young age and actually now are able to play college golf. I've actually moved along well with the golf. It's different. You know, a lot of the kids stick with it. Some don't. Some, you know, I tell them, look, well, I play baseball. So don't quit playing baseball just because you're playing golf. You can do both.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And, you would encourage them to do both. Yeah.
Or however many sports they want to play. But the tournament program has been very successful over the years. And now I'm starting to get phone calls. Well, when is it going to start up again? You know, we want to, you know, get our kids out there, get them going again.
Promoting and stimulating golf. That's what we like to hear. Yeah. And
golf is
kids
really
and
strong.
Beginners and women involved in the game.
A lot of beginners. A lot of women are getting very interested in golf. I have a lot of just starter uppers, a lot of women just trying to get involved in the game. And what I try to do is have them meet other women and other players and get them into groups and get them out on the golf course as soon as possible. Maybe after a couple lessons, okay, it's time to go out and play. And I will go out there with them.
That is the best thing, I always think, is to get people on the golf course sooner than later. You don't just want to take a beginner golfer and just have them hit on the range and hit on the putting.
No.
No, you want to get them out on what golf really is, out
exactly.
on the golf
the
course.
The driving range is one thing. Okay, it's a good place to train to a certain extent, but the game is out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I try to get them out there as quickly as possible.
That's one thing that I know that, you know, you're an advocate about is like, you know, to have your lesson or whatever you're going to do. But mm-hmm. then at the very, even if it's not a round, mm-hmm. go out and do a hole or two just to, because that's where the field of action is, right? I mean, to get them out there to get that experience. Of,
yeah, you can
kind of, you know, implementing what you just learned out there.
Well, it's more fun, too. And that's Correct. Why you're practicing. And that's why you do the stuff on the range. So you can come out to bobolink and fire the shot here over the water and hit a good shot. And that's what makes it fun.
Yeah. And what I do is I have a six-stroke limit. So in other words, double par in your pocket. Okay, you can go drop your ball on the green, but maybe just go to the next hole.
I could use that. Yeah.
Well, really, the bottom line is the only thing that people are really concerned about is that you move along. So even if you do end up, you know, at a full-length golf course and you seem to be struggling on a hole, well, it's not a bad idea. Okay, I've had enough. I'll go to the next. I'll meet you on the next tee box, or I'll drop my ball on the green and take it from there, just to keep the play moving.
I tell every beginner that no one cares what you shoot; they just care that you keep up.
Absolutely right.
And just
Absolutely
kind of follow
right.
the basic etiquette. Yeah, and so as long as you're playing fast, no one cares what you shoot. Half the time, no one even knows what you shoot.
Absolutely right.
Yep. We're here live at Bobolink on Tee to Green in Orchard Park. We're with the general manager Tom Sturm and the golf pro Jim Dreff. Thanks for being with us here on WGR. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Midas, Corey Griswold's producing back in our Amherst studios. That will be going up to Toronto with Kevin Sylvester at about 7:45 to get an update on the Canadian Open. And, of course, more coming up on the PGA Tour News of the Week. So, as we mentioned earlier, 18 holes, all par 3. Longest hole, 158. Shortest hole, 94. I think I got that right.
That's correct.
So, when you show up, you don't necessarily, if you are a golfer that has, you know, I guess you'd say if you've played regularly, you may not have to bring every single club in your bag. For beginners, maybe they do, but it's an opportunity. If you want to consider yourself a somewhat more advanced golfer, Jeff, I mean, where do we always talk about every week about how you can improve your game? It's your short games, your quickest spot that you can take strokes off your game.
Right. That's what differentiates good players from great players.
Yeah.
And poor players from good players. That's the differentiator typically in golf, is how good is your short game. Not how well you hit it. I mean, you can have good days and bad days hitting it. Short games like free throws and defense in basketball. You can always try to work hard and get better at that.
Yeah. There we go.
People, I try to explain to people that I never knew a good golfer who wasn't a good putter. So you've got, and a lot of people, you know, they're not that crazy about the putting aspect of the game, and they're just concerned about hitting the ball. But again, if you want to start scoring, you better start knocking some putts in.
Yeah, you got to learn to embrace putting and loving it.
Especially the three-footers.
Yeah.
Practice
making them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I picked all those up last week just out of habit.
Now, the rounds when I come off and I'm like, hey, I scored better today, it's probably more so 9 times out of 10 because I got up and down more, or I made
absolutely
the 6-footers that maybe weren't going in. Hey, maybe 2 or 3 of them went in today. Like, just they seem to, you know, those are better. Go ahead, Tom, if you want to jump in.
Those are the shots that save our scores. You get on a par 3 like this, and it's a 90-yard shot, it's 120, it's 160. All of us, you know, we get out on the bigger courses, and we just stare at those shots, saying, if I can hit this, put it on the green, 2-putt, I'm walking away with my par. And this is the place to come to really practice that. I mean, I get a kick out of the experienced golfers that come out here. I watch them take their bag down to the first tee, and they got their drivers and 3 woods and 3 irons. And I go, guys, you don't need that here, you know.
Lighten your bag
up. Yeah. You don't need to carry everything up here.
Let's mention the practice facility we did so far here. So plenty of opportunity to come and hit on the range and work on the putting green. But the netting and the poles and everything, unfortunately, Tom, in the winter storm, as it did with some items across Western New York, did some damage. But it looks great here coming in, and they fixed it up, and it looks beautiful.
They did. I'll tell you the story about that. Right around the February Valentine's Day ice storm we had, and I get the phone call at 1:30 in the morning. And of course, I'm a father of a 26-year-old daughter. I look at the phone. It says East Aurora Police Department. I go, oh, boy, what's going on?
At least you didn't say again.
Yeah. That's true. Anyways, I answered the phone. I said, Tom, you got a little bit of a problem at the course. I go, what's going on? He goes, all the poles and netting have cracked and fallen into the road. And I go, there he goes, they're all laying on the street. And I go, anybody get hurt? He goes, no, it didn't hit anybody. He goes, I go, you got a snowplow? Or, you know, can you push them off the road? And it's literally what they did, is they snowplowed them off to the road. And, of course, then we filed insurance claims, and then we started ordering the new equipment, but nothing happens overnight. It took us about 2 months. And I'm surprised it only took 2 months to get
everything.
Yeah, you know, we had to get 16 new poles. Those are, you know, 70, 80-foot poles, about 20 feet into the ground. The poles never came out of the ground, he just broke off.
You know, they snapped.
They snapped.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how fierce the wind was to have that damage done. And then, of course, we got the new netting in, and we had challenges getting the company out here again to make all the repairs. And now, everybody called us up. You guys open? You guys open? You guys open? So I know we lost some range business early in the year because people were not sure if we were an open or not,
right.
But we shut off half the range, and we only used and encouraged people to stay farther as right as possible, and it worked out okay. I mean, the key was we got it repaired and fixed in a reasonable amount of time, because it would have really been a big loss of business to us, and I'm not saying how many damaged cars it could have been because of it.
That's why you have insurance.
That's right. I won't go there.
No, I mean, it. Of course, it had to fall into the road, right? It couldn't have fallen the other way.
The strange thing about it was an easterly wind with the storm, and normally we never get an easterly wind.
Yeah, because I was
like
saying, normally it would come west off the lake, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what, in the force of that wind, they just snapped, went into the, I'm just glad that no cars were driving by and nobody got hurt. And so it was, it was one of the challenges we had this year that we really didn't plan on or expect, you know. But
welcome to owning a golf course.
Exactly right. But we can't complain. Our business has been excellent the last couple of years, and we've put it back into the course. There's a lot of improvements that are done around here, and we just continue. It's a Chapter S corporation, and the board of directors does a great job of reinvesting a lot of money back into the course. So, and this year is actually, except for maybe a little bit of slow attendance we've had lately because of the air quality, but things seem to be improving, and hopefully we get a lot of seniors here, and they were a little concerned about, you know, the way things were in the air lately. So they've been coming back out, and we got a lot of leagues here, and things are good. We can't complain.
Hey, you got some players out here already this morning, teeing off even before we went on the air, which is great. If you've never been here before, you want to check out some of the pictures. We put some this morning on our social media handles. If you're on Twitter or Instagram, at T2G Buffalo. Got some pictures here of the entranceway, the practice facility, a couple of the holes around the clubhouse, the beautiful pond that we're overlooking here on the patio.
I'd like to add a little bit to that. I mean, we've got a great little website, too, that you could see a lot of pictures and look at our deals, our package deals for the range.
That's what I want to ask you about, Tom.
Yeah, a lot of package deals.
I don't think we've discussed that in the past here being here, is that you guys have, if you want to buy a range pass, or if you have a kid and you want to buy a youth pass, like, you have different packages available to buy, like, kind of as, quote, memberships here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We get a lot of memberships for the golf year-round, and these guys will pay a fee for a season golf pass, roughly around the $500 range. But I got guys that have played a couple hundred times. They go, I'm down to $4 a round, they tell me. And I said, that's a great story. Yeah. And the same thing for the range. I mean, some guys come in here two or three times a day to hit a bucket of balls, and they keep improving their game. And then we have the chipping green up there that they go up there with the sand trap, so it really has built the attendance around here. But these passes have really built our business too. You can get a 10 bucket pass, a 30 bucket pass, a season pass, and same thing with the rounds of golf. And we've got a nice little pro shop here now that we've built out with a lot more merchandise. So we got a bunch of Father's Day specials going on for bags and clubs and, you know, hats and things like that. So
sweet.
We built the facility out to cover a lot more, you know, capture a lot more audience.
Good idea to bring dad out.
Yeah, that'd be a nice Father's Day gift, play a little golf.
Father's Day is one of our busiest days. A lot of fathers and kids and families here on Father's Day.
Plus, we have a wonderful restaurant.
Don't forget the restaurant.
Best milkshake in Western New York.
All right, so have one for breakfast.
Yeah. 7-8. They have it open at 7:19 in the morning.
No.
All right. BobolinkGolf.com is that website. You can check that out as well. Well, Tom, thank you so much, as always, for having us here. I don't know, is there anything else that we didn't get to? I know that's new here for 2023. I want to give you a chance to, if you didn't, I know we talked so much about the wonderful stuff you do with Junior Golf and the packages, again, on the website. BobolinkGolf.com is the website. But thanks for all, both of you, what you guys do for golf in Western New York. And, you know, it's such a unique facility. It's an opportunity to reach another set of players, and as you said, juniors and women coming in and high school kids. So
and it's worth the experience. Yes. It's an experience. So if you haven't come here to play, you definitely should. This should be on your bucket list for golf if you're a Western New Yorker.
Right, Jeff, I can't thank you guys enough for coming out and doing the show here. We really enjoy it. We look forward to it each year. And, you know, when you guys come out here, besides just doing the show, and you play a little golf and kids and things like that, it's just a great place. Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome.
Tom Sturm, the general manager, and Jim Dreff, the professional golf instructor here at Bobolink. Again, bobolinkgolf.com is the website. Okay, we'll take our first commercial break. When we come back here, Jeff and I will talk a little bit about the PGA Tour news of the week with Liv. That's all going on. Also, a quick Belmont preview with Ryan Hasenauer. It's the third day of the third of the Triple Crown races. Kevin Sylvester, the RBC Canadian Open coming up. We'll check the PGA Tour leaderboard, Champions Tour leaderboard, and LPGA leaderboard. That's all coming up next here as we're live at Bobolink in Orchard Park. Bobolinkgolf.com is the website. Beautiful day. Players are already out here this morning. We hope maybe you can make a visit here very soon. Along with Jeff Midas, I'm Brian Colziel. Corey Kurzweil producing back in our Amherst studios. We'll take a timeout here from Bobolink on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Golfers are becoming familiar with Western New York's premier indoor golf facility. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan. We are conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. As well, we've worked with our friends at Custom Turf to develop a members-only, fully private suite. The time to join is today. Find out more and book a time now at mygolfdojo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
Kevin Sylvester here for Golf Buffalo. What is Golf Buffalo? It's a brand started by two Buffalo guys that love golf and our home city. The gear features one of three unique Buffalo-themed logos on quality partner products from local or small businesses. Golf Buffalo is about Buffalo and golf and golf and Buffalo. To shop the gear, partner, or collaborate, visit golf-buffalo.com. Follow on Instagram at Golf Buffalo.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than just top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. For more information or to schedule a tour, call 433-5969. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
Hey, it's Kevin Sylvester here for Buffalo Orthotics. I have flat feet, and that leads to foot pain and plantar fasciitis flare-ups. Man, it hurts. But thanks to Buffalo Orthotics, pain no more. Buffalo Orthotics are custom-made cast orthotics that cost nearly half of what you paid the podiatrist or retail store. And even better, their golf orthotics controls pronation during your swing, which allows for better use of ground forces and power. Those are the ones I have. Play pain-free golf this season, and do your feet a favor. Go to BuffaloOrthotics.com.
The Western New York Section PGA of America is ready to help you start your journey in the game of golf. The section, which includes Buffalo, Rochester, and Northwest Pennsylvania, is home to 275 PGA professionals and over 100 PGA-recognized golf facilities that have a collaborative mission of growing the game of golf in our region. Just look for the PGA badge at your local pro shop, and we can help you pick up a golf club for the first time, reach your goals of playing in college, find a career in the golf industry, or even take up the sport in a team environment through PGA Junior League. PGA professionals are the experts in the game and the business of golf and are just waiting to share their expertise and love for the game with you. To find out more about the Western New York PGA, their charitable arm, PGA Reach Western New York, and how you can join their programs and tournaments, please visit WNYPGA.com, or you can join the conversation by following them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at WNYPGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
There's the call to the post here as we welcome you back to Bobolink on Tee to Green. Brian Kolziel, Kevin Sylvester up at the Canadian Open. We'll speak with him at 7:45 and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Yes, why did we play that call to the post? Well, it's the third of the three Triple Crown races, and Ryan Hasenauer will be with me later on today out at Batavia Downs, 2 to 5 p.m. Kind of join us here now for his normal preview. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning. You guys are in my neck of the woods.
I am, and I know you played Bobolink, so you know all about how this place is super fun and unique from some of the other golf stops across Western New York.
I was just there a couple nights ago. I picked up my son a little early from school. He's 8, and I was like, you want to go hit some balls? He goes, yeah, let's go. So we ran over there and grabbed a large thing and just, you know, spent a couple minutes, you know, hitting some balls out there. He's getting there. He's trying. So it's a good time and really nicely laid out and a lot of fun, like you said.
And did you know Bobolink was a bird?
I did not know that. No.
See?
So you knew that, Jeff. I did not.
I'm a birder, actually.
I did not know Bobolink was a bird. Yeah, I assumed the word link. We were talking with Jim Dreff, the golf pro here. He said, you know, the link, people assume that's like, oh, links, like golf course. That's exactly what I assumed, Ryan, but Bobolink's a type of bird. So for all the birders out there, I apologize for my lack of knowledge.
Wife would be disappointed.
I know,
in me
she's
right
a
now.
Birder too. So yeah, Ryan, you and I are in the same boat. We didn't know it was a bird. So there you go.
Stay good to know that.
That's right. All right, Ryan. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you later today at Batavia Downs for the Belmont, the third of the three Triple Crown races. What's the major headline going into the race today?
You know, the major headline, Brian, during the week is whether or not they were going to have this thing. People are really missing. You know, Tuesday, Wednesday, it was not good news. They canceled racing even on Thursday at Belmont Park. And then with about 2 hours to go on Friday morning, probably around 11, they said, yeah, we're going to race today at 12:50 and everything's all systems go for tomorrow. So I think it was trending that way anyway because they could see that the smog and the smoke was going to be lifted by Saturday. But, yeah, it's still people were still worried about it. So I would say that the other, you know, storylines that actually pertain to the horses is, you've got Angel of Empire, you've got Forte, who scratched the morning of the Derby. He's coming back. And, of course, you've got the Preakness winner, National Treasure. So really good horses, a field of nine. But, you know, even though you want big fields, so there's a lot of money in those pools, when you've got quality horses, that helps, too, because people have to make a lot of different bets and a lot of different combinations for their exotic bets. And that just means more money in the pool to be won by people betting.
Yeah, when you send me some of the info in the program, I was looking at some of the odds. I mean, you know, when you say the favorites, well, I might say 5 of the 9 have betting odds that look like they are potentially favorites in this race.
Yeah, I mean, you've got 2 at 3 to 1. You've got the number 4 who won the Preakness at 5 to 1. The actual favorite is Forte at 5 to 2. And then Angel of Empire, who finished 3rd and was kind of, you know, racing hard there at the end. At 7 to 2, Angel of Empire, a horse that won the Arkansas Derby, won the Risen Star Stakes on the way to winning the Arkansas Derby. You know, he got caught up in a little bit of traffic there, and if the race is a little bit longer, we know that the Belmont is 1.5 miles, the longest of the 3 Triple Crown races. There's a very good chance that if the Derby was as long as the Belmont, maybe Angel of Empire would have caught Mage. So Angel of Empire is certainly the horse to maybe keep an eye on today.
All right. From 2 to 5, we'll obviously be breaking it down quite a bit, horse by horse, and all the other headlines on WGR. Before we ask you for your pick, Ryan, what's going on at Batavia Downs today? How can people get involved to enjoy the Belmont today?
So if you're just coming out to wager on the Belmont, you, of course, can go upstairs to our ITW, our on-site OTB, so you're welcome to do that. Of course, you can make a wager anytime on BataviaBets.com or visit your local OTB or EasyBet anywhere in the area. Just go to westernotb.com to find that information on where there's a location near you. Out of Batavia Downs today is the Bourbon and Whiskey Festival, which, of course, is something we've done for the last 5 years, and we always do it on Belmont Stakes Day to kind of give that day an extra little push. As of this morning, we are sold out online. There are probably less than 15 tickets left at the gift shop, and then we're going to be sold out. There's going to be like 14 or 15 different vendors. We'll have, like, you know, food that you can kind of just, you know, do like a grazing station situation. Yeah. Thurman's going to be out there today for a bit, so maybe we'll get him to pop out there at some point if possible. And we've got just a lot of fun, you know, the World Cup, or not the World Cup, excuse me, the Champions League finals today. So a lot of great TV, a lot of great things to watch while you're also watching the Belmont Stakes and sampling some whiskey and bourbon out there.
All right, we're looking forward to that. Ryan, who's your pick for today?
I think it's going to be Angel of Empire. You know, like I said, got a little bit jostled there. Had to go 7 wide in the Derby and had a lot left in the tank when he finished the line there. He skipped the Preakness, so he's nice and fresh. He's had about a month off. So I'm thinking that number 8, Angel of Empire, is going to be your pick. But that's, you know, he's 2nd or 3rd choice. Maybe take a look also at number 7, Hit Show. Got to be very careful how you pronounce that. Hit Show finished 5th
yes.
in the Derby.
Enunciate that, yes.
Yeah. Yes. He finished 1st in the Withers and 2nd in the Wood Memorial, which is New York's win and you're in race for the Kentucky Derby. And he's a very good horse, the Hit Show is. And again, you know, kind of faded a little bit at the end of the Derby, but I think it might have been because, again, you're dealing with so many other horses. You're beating, there's all this traffic, so you're expending a lot of energy to get around other horses. So keep an eye on him. I guess he's also been trained very well at Belmont Park. So the clockers, the guys that are there in the morning at 6 a.m. Watching these horses go around and breeze through their workouts, they're liking what they're seeing there with number 7.
Excellent. Ryan Hasenauer, the marketing director of Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel and Western OTB. Ryan will be joining me throughout the show today. I'll be live at Batavia Downs today from 2 to 5 p.m. here on WGR. Ryan, of course, and Batavia Downs, also part of our Tee to Green Fantasy League, as they provide our first place prize every month. You can get a stay and play VIP package, chance to stay in their great new hotel, restaurant, casino play out on the floor. So we love the fact that they're a part of making our Tee to Green Fantasy League a success every year. So, Ryan, thanks so much, as always, and
yeah,
I'll see you later today.
Yeah, absolutely. One more thing, Brian. Yeah. I can just get a quick plug in. We got a 5K coming up next Saturday morning. At Batavia Downs, the Jackpot 5K. It's the only 5K we've ever heard of that starts and ends on a horse track at the finish line.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're doing that next Saturday morning at 9 in the morning. You can get it done and get on with the rest of your Saturday. But we're raising money for Western New York Heroes, .org. And they're a great veterans organization that works in Western New York, out in Genesee County, in Erie County, too. They're based in Erie County here. And so if you go to our website, go to BataviaDownsGaming.com and click on the events tab, you'll actually see the drop-down of all the events we have, but it's one of the ones at the top because it's coming up. For $30, you're going to get $25 back in free play, a free T-shirt. You'll get the free water. You'll get some you know, some food and drinks after the race. But even if you don't want to run, Brian, if you just want to walk, a lot of people like to walk these 5Ks because they know that the money's going to a great organization and a charity. So looking to get people to sign up for that so we can get our numbers up and hopefully make a good contribution to WesternNewYorkHeroes.org.
Excellent. Ryan, doing good stuff across the community as well, as always, so we appreciate that work. And I'll see you later today, Ryan. Thank you.
Sounds good. See you then, Brian.
All right, Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel.
Yeah, big day for the horse balls, the guys who like the gambling on the ponies, right?
Mm-hmm. Third of the three Triple Crown races at Belmont. Yeah, you mentioned it during the break there about whether or not they were going to race or not. It's good that the air quality improved in time for this big event.
Yeah, it was interesting around even to see golfers were not playing this week because of the air quality. So you know it has to be bad. If you're scaring a golfer who's not afraid to play in ice cold rain, wind, and snow, then you know the weather's bad.
Yeah, when we were talking with Tom Sturm, the GM here at Bobolink, he said last week, he said, you know, part of obviously their clientele is having seniors here during the day. And for safety reasons, it was probably recommended. It's probably a good idea that seniors didn't come and walk 18 holes.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that in my life. I don't ever remember having a smoky problem or a haze problem in Western New York. So it was really peculiar, and it did affect golf all through the Northeast, I'm sure. It probably put everybody's numbers down last week.
I would agree, yeah. Well, the news of the week here locally beyond the air quality, the news of the golf world, Jeff, this week, the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, and LIV, the investment group out of Saudi Arabia, all coming together this week to make an announcement, along with Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, saying that they are, working in principle, again, it's not officially agreed to, but they are going to essentially be in conjunction together, work together, and the PGA Tour being funded now by the group that essentially started up the LIV Golf Tour. It was stunning on Thursday. In fact, when I saw it on social media, I was instantly with the, this has got to be fake. Like, this can't be real. Like, how could an organization that has been so anti this group and this stance all of a sudden flip?
They were like warring factions almost. And yes, for them to get together, if we could do that in Ukraine, we'd be better off. But this is stunning, like you said. I mean, talk about knock me over with a feather. Didn't see it coming. Nobody seemed to know anything. We were around the PGA Championship or with the president of the PGA. No one knew anything about it. I don't even think Greg Norman knew about it. We were all stunned, and it's surprising. And there's still so much we don't know. We just know that there's some kind of agreement. It hasn't shaken down how it's going to work yet. What's going to happen to the LIV Tour? What's going to happen to the players that are on the LIV Tour? Are the regular tour players going to be given a piece of the action of the new corporation that's found? There's just so many variables and so many balls in the air and so little that we can grab onto to really know what's going on. We just know something is changing in professional golf, and it's huge.
There's nothing concrete about how the tours will look, or how players can maybe navigate from one to the other, or for those that left to go to LIV, what their path is back. They said that they're constructing a path back, but it maybe not be as immediate as we think.
There's still bad feelings between a lot of those. That's going to take a while. Even Rory said, he used the word hate when he talked about the LIV Tour. And we don't know what the rules will be for them to come back and play on the tour. Will there be fines? Will there be penalties? All this is yet to be determined. I know I was interviewed early in the day that day about, and you just don't have any answers, and I don't know that we know enough to make an educated guess as how this is going to shake down in the golf world yet.
Yeah, the two big conclusions I came off, from me, beyond just the fact that the news was stunning, was Jay Monahan looked awful, in my opinion, in the sense of, what he stood for, what his big quotes were, hey, you've never had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour, right? And all of a sudden he's working with the people that he essentially was insulting when he was making that statement. And then I instantly felt for players like McIlroy, and Rory probably stuck his neck out more than any other player to try to help Jay Monahan, help the PGA Tour. In fact, I would say McIlroy was even more influential than any other player and the commissioner himself.
He was the tip of the spear on that, and he was the focal point for everything that conflict stood for. And, we all rallied behind him, and I know he feels like he got He was a bit of a pawn, maybe.
He said he was a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, and I understand. And the players, there's a lot of hard feelings amongst our players, on the PGA Tour players. And then there's the whole Saudi connection and the 9/11 thing, which I don't know how this bridge gets repaired or what direction it's going to go. I think it's going to take some time for this to all shake out and for the kumbaya moment at the end when everybody gets together, hopefully someday.
If years from now, and years, I guess, sounds like it's a long way away. Maybe, let's say, 2 years from now, if it means all the best golfers are competing regularly for double-digit or more events a year, then in the end, if you're just a golf fan, I guess you could say maybe this ends up being a win in some sense.
I think long-term, I do think it might be good for golf. I mean, it's going to be good for the players. There's going to be more money. I think, in my opinion, LIV has to disappear in some way. And a lot, you know, the shorts, they can wear shorts now. Or these are one of the rumors that are coming through. And they're talking about team stuff. Some of that stuff, it doesn't appeal to me as a traditional follower of golf. But I do think in the long run, if we can get rid of LIV, maybe use this money, the Saudi money, instead of, you know, because everything the PGA Tour does, there's a charitable event associated with it, and there wasn't with any of that LIV stuff. Maybe some of that money can be directed into better areas. I'm a little disappointed that they didn't roll the LPGA Tour in with this agreement or brought them in and give them a piece of that unlimited funds that comes from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I would agree. There's different, I mean, look at, we can sit here, we could obviously talk for hours about sports and money and where it comes from. I mean, there's money from Saudi Arabia that's involved, if you're a soccer fan, involved in global soccer.
In golf events already.
Golf events already. Yes. It sounds like the NBA, Adam Silver, even this week had said he's been approached. I mean, it might end up in the NBA before we know it. And who knows, if there's billions and billions available, would we see an NFL game at some... Look, we see an NFL game in Germany. Could we see an NFL game in Saudi Arabia in our lifetime? I wouldn't be surprised.
It wouldn't shock me one minute if they throw $1 billion at the NFL for one game or something, which they can afford to do, then that's something that's very possible. And that's the lure of money during the... with the problem with all this, because it is such vast sums of money that we're talking about, even compared to the PGA Tour. So it is corrupting, I guess, and it does make people's minds change. But it's still the most shocking sports news I can remember in a long time. I was less shocked that we signed our nose tackle there. Ed Oliver, that shocked me less than this did, that's for sure.
Yeah. 7:40 the time here on Tee to Green. We're live at Bobolink Golf course here in Orchard Park. Golfers out on the range. Golfers playing. We are
beautiful sunny morning. No smog.
We got two guys coming up here on the ninth hole. So it shows they were here. They teed off even before we got on the air at 7 a.m. Before we go to break here, we'll be heading up to Toronto. Talk to Kevin Sylvester at the Canadian Open in a moment. Let's get in our tip of the week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal: promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. As we're looking at the pond here, we're overlooking the 9th and the 18th here at Bobolink. These tee shots have to go over water. And, Jeff, I think that's something that beginners struggle with, even maybe average golfers struggle with. If there was no water here, people would swing different. But there's water here, and suddenly the swing becomes different here. As a PGA pro, when you're coaching players, there's a mental piece to the game, too, here. I mean, if you were talking through, we'll say a beginner or an advanced beginner here hitting over water, they get that anxiety standing over the tee here. What are some of the things that you would give them as advice? How to handle what can be an intimidating shot for people, hitting over water?
First of all, yeah, it is. It is for a lot of people. Yeah. And I often tell, just take one more club. You know, even we played the other day, and people misjudge how far they hit the golf ball all the time. They misperceive their actual distances of carrying. And then the other thing is, just try to get them to focus on the target. I know in golf, it's the worst thing to look where you don't want to hit the ball. You want to look where I do want to hit the ball. And then the last thing I try, just make sure you hit it solid. You know, the ball's on a peg, especially if you're out here on a par three. So put it on a tee, maybe tee it up just a smidge more to give yourself a little bit of cushion from the ground, and go through. If you think you got to hit it too far, you're gonna maybe get out of rhythm in your swing. So I just try to people if you're hitting a shot that you're uncomfortable with, try to pick a target. and then just focus on hitting it solid. I visualize the center of my club face smacking that ball and then hitting the turf, and that type of visualization, and visualize where you want the ball to go, not where you want not don't want it to go. So try to have as much positive as you can. Pick an extra club, so even if you do miss hit it, you know, maybe you're a little long, no problem. And lastly, just have a good visual, good, and try to make a confident stroke. I know it's easier to say than do, but those little things, if you do it time and time and time again, it becomes routine, and then that fear goes away.
Yeah. For me, I would say, I guess for someone that's played more golf, the water is less of an issue, but I will say I still notice that confidence swing that you're telling me on a hole where I'll have trouble on a certain side. Like if I'll be hitting drive or a tee shot, and I'll say, oh, the whole right side is maybe like heavy fescue or thick woods, all of a sudden I get very armsy, and I pull it left.
Well, at least you missed it left instead of right.
Correct, but yes. But I can feel like that was not a full 100% confident swing. That was a tentative swing. That was a don't go right swing, and I'm thinking like, why did you do that? Well, you got visually intimidated by what you saw on the right here. And I guess, you know, with water, it's the same idea.
And it's funny, when you're a confident golfer, you don't even see that.
Yes.
And when you're not playing well, you've lost your confidence with your driver or whatever club it is, you see nothing but the trouble. I went through a while where I could drive the ball beautifully on the range, but in tournaments, I couldn't hit it on the planet for some reason. So that was a mental block, and I fought my way through it just with visualization and trying to focus on when I did hit a good drive and, you know, stuff like that. But It is a funny game like that. If you're looking, you want to look where you want the ball to go and not where you don't. And the thing you said that was good is I have a swing where I can't miss it left, and I have a swing where I can't miss it right. So if you can build that into your game, that helps also.
Check out WNYPGA.com for more if you want to get started in the game of golf, if you want to get your son or daughter involved. Lots of great stuff with juniors there. Hey, it's also the spot to sign up for our Duster Challenge, the 7th annual putting contest to benefit Western New York Reach Foundation, PGA Reach. It's Friday, July 21st at Glen Oak Golf Course. Sign up for our Duster Challenge. We'd love to have you there. Bobolink just donated a pair of passes that we're going to be giving away at that event as well, so we're looking forward to that. Again, Friday, July 21st. Before we go to break here, we'll bring in Kevin. I know something exciting for Father's Day also going up at the Golf Dojo, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got a bunch of specials. Everybody, it is Father's Day this week, so don't forget, or next Sunday, so don't forget your father. And a great way to remember your father is get him some Golf Dojo gift certificates.
That's right. Yeah. You can get him a gift card here to Bobolink as well.
Yep.
BobolinkGolf.com. Okay, timeout. Kevin Sylvester from the RBC Canadian Open. Coming up next, we go across the border to Toronto to see what the PGA Tour stars are up to. Along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Corey Griswold producing back in our Amherst studios, I'm Brian Colziel. A gorgeous sunny day. We're out here on the patio at Bobolink, one of the great spots for golf in Western New York. We're so excited to be here. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with more in a moment on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
The excitement at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda has its members enjoying their experience in so many ways. Continuous improvements to the golf course, the facilities, and the Pendleton Creek Pub are just some of the exciting things that the friendly staff are working on to enhance the Pendleton Creek Golf Club experience. Pendleton Creek would love to host your next celebration in our one-of-a-kind Pendleton Creek Pub and patio, where our staff can make your party a day to remember. Showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or any celebration, Pendleton Creek can host them all. While the golf course is private, the pub is open for everyone. Come in for lunch, dinner, or indulge on our Sunday brunch and see what makes the pub and restaurant one of the most unique places in Western New York. For more information about the Pendleton Creek Golf Club, contact Director of Golf and Membership Don Schneider or Food and Beverage Director Jackie Dewart at 716-694-0366 or visit their website, pendletoncreek.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Nicolo Tempio, the owner of the Lynx Golf and Tap. I'm here to tell you about our brand new golf simulator, Barn Lounge, that features three state-of-the-art TrackMan golf simulators. You can come play a round of 18 holes while enjoying all of our amenities at our full bar and kitchen. We promise to make your golf experience with us one of a kind. Book a tee time, book a lesson with one of our PGA pros, or book an event with us. We are located in Niagara Falls right next to the Rainbow Bridge, and you can find us on our website at thelinksgolfandtap.com. Come on down to the links and get your swings in.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
History will be made this summer at the Porter Cup. For the first time in its 64 years, the Porter Cup will be a combined men's and women's event. Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston will once again host this great annual amateur golf event from Wednesday, July 12th through Saturday, July 15th. The tournament has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. Spectators are welcome and the event is free to attend. For more information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit PorterCup.com and follow them on social media at PorterCup. And for more information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at NiagaraFallsCC.com.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lab center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Good morning, golfers. Are you ready for another amazing golf season? At Glen Oak Golf Club, we're excited to host you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or just starting out, our PGA professionals are here to make you better and to make this golf season the best one yet. Come and enjoy our legendary Robert Trent Jones Sr. designed layout. We can't wait to see you at Glen Oak making birdies and lifelong memories together again this season. Visit glenoak.com today to reserve your spot at Western New York's most played golf course.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firstteewesternny.org.
We're back at Bobolink here on a beautiful Saturday. Sunshine is out. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We will get to the PGA Tour leaderboard with Kevin Sylvester up in Toronto with the RBC Canadian Open in just one moment. But let's go to the Champions Tour report first. It's brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel.
And this week, it's the American Family Insurance Championship at the University Ridge Golf Course. And in first place at 10 under par is Justin Leonard, followed by Paul Broadhurst, Marco Dawson, and Stephen Alker.
Our LPGA leaderboard check now brought to you by Puma Golf, the ShopRite LPGA Classic in New Jersey this week. And Dani Holmquist right now is your leader. She is at 7 under par. Yang Liu and Jenny Shin are one shot back at minus six, a big host of golfers at minus five, including Anna Nornquist and Georgia Hall. So there is your check of the LPGA and the Champions Tour. And now we go back to the PGA Tour leaderboard, and we bring in a third man of our team, Kevin Sylvester, who is in Toronto, working hard this week for PGA Tour Radio. Of course, you can hear him there on Sirius XM, covering the RBC Canadian Open at Oakdale Country Club in Toronto. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. And a reminder, things are later today to do CBS's television schedule. So the leaders tee off at 3:30 today. Like we're on from 2 to 8 p.m.
Today. Oh, wow.
That's a late start.
Tonight. Yeah. Yes, it is. Very late start. So, anyhow.
Yes. Before we actually talk about the top of the leaderboard, Kevin, we obviously spent quite a bit of the show here last segment talking about the PGA Tour news of the week. We know Rory McIlroy spoke quite a bit about that this week as well. How much of that has been a buzz up at the event this week? Sorry.
Has it been brought up?
Was that an easy question? Was that too easy of a question for you?
No one's talking about it.
Nobody but everybody.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, listen, I'm working for the tour, so they compensate me to call golf shots. They don't compensate me to discuss other things. So I hope everybody understands that answer for me right now. And frankly, I don't know anything else than what was said. So
I don't think anyone knows.
I will say, no, I think that's very fair, Jeff. Yes.
Yeah.
But if you look on the internet, everybody knows everything, right? And when everybody knows everything, that means nobody knows nothing. it was, you know, I understand how it was done and why it was done that way, because there's an old saying in business, loose lips sink ships, right? So they had to keep it tight, and it was a stunning announcement for everybody, and then we'll see where it goes from here. So
yep.
I think that's all I'm going to say right now.
Yep, fair enough. At the top of the leaderboard, we can talk about who's winning, but I'm guessing that everybody in attendance is buzzing of the fact that Corey Connors has won off the lead, the Canadian there. Kevin, it's been what, since the 1950s, since a Canadian has won the Canadian Open, right?
Yes, yeah. The jinx is fairly long. Mike Weir was the closest when Vijay Singh beat him at Glen Abbey. Mike Weir, right, is in the mix. But, yes, I mean, to have a Canadian win this national championship would be great. Have you guys seen much of this golf course, by the way?
Not too much. I have played it years ago. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a composite. It's the elevation changes are dramatic, and some of these fairways, number seven, it's like you got to hit it way up on the hill left and hope it stays in the slower portion of the fairway, and the rough is juicy around this place, despite the drought-like conditions, even though we did have rain yesterday for much of the morning and some a little bit on Friday. But it's interesting. It's a, you know, it's 27 holes, the golf club, and it's a composite, so they're using different holes. And the stretch 3, 4, 5, and 6, several players told me they've never seen a more difficult four-hole stretch on a front nine on a tour event. Of course, you do have, you know, finishing holes at Valspar and such, and at PGA National, but yeah, they've never seen anything like that on the front side. It's unique.
How about the top of the leaderboard? Carl Yuan and Aaron Ray. I know you followed Ray yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah. It actually pronounces it Rye.
It's Rye. Thank you.
Yuan's a rookie. Yeah. Yuan has got that unique swing finish. If you've ever seen him swing.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I mean, the English, body English he puts on it, kicking and all these things, no swing is the same. It's fun.
He's engaged in each shot, that's for sure. It looks like he lives and dies on each swing he makes. It's fun to watch.
By the way, Aaron Rye is tied with John Rahm for most first-round leads in the PGA Tour this season with 3. So just want to let you know that.
Interesting. How about some of the other names of note?
John Rahm has more final-round leads.
Yes.
His rise has 0 right now.
Later yesterday, I saw Rose and McIlroy both finish up with birdies on their final hole on 18. They're within striking distance heading into the weekend. I know that those are two players that I'm sure will be getting a lot of attention. They're both at -6, Kev. From what you've seen just on McIlroy and Rose, those are two of the biggest names in the event this week.
Yeah, and there's another one who's even closer to lead, Tyrrell Hatton. And, I anticipate Tyrrell Hatton being in the final group tomorrow, and that's with no disrespect to UN and Rye and others. But it wouldn't surprise me if there's a Tyrrell Hatton, Corey Connors final group with McIlroy and Rose in the penultimate.
That would be nice television right there. Good radio, too. Rory's going for 3 in a row. Is that correct?
Three consecutive RBC Canadian Open Championships. Remember, he won in 2019 in Hamilton, 2 years. They did not play the event because of the pandemic. And then last year, which many are calling the greatest Canadian Open they've witnessed in recent history. Tiger hit a pretty good shot at Glen Abbey. Was out of a bunker to win, but Rory's finished last year, Royal St. George, which is a spectacular track and a great finish with everybody coming in, on the fairway, which... we're all anticipating again. On 18, yeah. What a unique hole there, by the way. Take 4 iron off the tee and then hit 5 wood up to the green. And you lay up that on the tee shot in the par 5. Interesting.
To reach it in 2 and lay up off the tee is very weird. It definitely is and unique. Kevin, how about just to finish here? Obviously, Western New Yorkers have access to go to this event here. A 2-hour drive away. If they're coming up here, just logistically, if you could quickly maybe just to help them out, a little advice if Western New Yorkers are coming up to watch the Canadian Open today or tomorrow.
Well, it is logistically tight. Let's put it that way. So I would drive up to take public transport in. I believe there's a train station close to the golf club. I'm not going to be able to give accurate information here, Brian, because we go in the back, like we're on the back side of the golf course. We're parking near the 403 and we get taken in this back way. So I'm trying to figure out how people are getting there. It is so tight, the parking and such, on where it's located. There's obviously public parking. There'll be signs for that, and such, but it's in this neighborhood. It's kind of out of the way.
Do a little research before you head up.
Maybe get
the logistics down. Don't just wing it.
Very good advice here. And by the way, Jeff, we did a little adjustment with the driver with Jeff early last week, and spot on.
Good. Glad to hear it worked.
For less. Well, it's not only, you gave me a little swing thought there, and I just got to trust that it's going to do what we figured it out to do and not aim line up where I was hitting it, how I was hitting it previously.
Yeah, it just takes time. Yeah, you have to commit to it. Commitment is a big part of golf. Yeah, once you pick a shot, commit to it, Kev, and just let it rip.
Yep. Well, Kev, thanks so much for
better. The line was better.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. We'll be listening for you this weekend, and enjoy the final 2 rounds.
Yeah, I look forward to being with you guys next week, U.S. Open show.
Yep, next week, 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah, it's fun.
Yes, thanks, Kev.
All right, see you, boys.
Have fun.
All right, Kevin Sylvester up in Toronto for the RBC Canadian Open as they head into round 3 today. And Kevin said a little later start time for the leaders, closer to 3:30 teeing off. One thing to note if you're watching today, the 14th hole, they call it the rink hole.
Oh, I heard about this.
They set it up like a hockey rink. They have hockey boards all encompassing the tee box, so fans are all around there. And then after they hit the tee shot, they bang on the boards. And if they make a birdie, they actually have a red goal light up at the green that they turn on, and it lights up and it spins around.
Ah, that's cool. So, embracing the hockey culture up in Canada. I love it.
And the volunteers on the tee box that hold the quiet signs are wearing hockey referee uniforms.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, so, I like when people think out of the box and have a little fun with golf here. That's cool.
Yeah, it's called the rink hole. So if you watch the coverage today, look for the rink hole, the 14th, the par 3. I think it's a really cool spot there to watch. That, unfortunately, we're out of time. That went very fast. We're done here from Bobolink. Want to thank Tom Sturm, the general manager, Jim Dreff, the professional golf instructor here, for their time. Bobolinkgolf.com. If you're looking for a great spot to take dad for Father's Day, or if you want to get a gift card, take your son or daughter. They've got a beautiful practice facility here as well. Again, you can check out all that information, bobolinkgolf.com. Thanks to Corey Griswold back in our Amherst studios for producing. For Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to Green every Saturday. We'll be with you 2 hours next week. We'll be at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda for U.S. Open Week right here on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Conveniently located between Fredonia and Hamburg, Tri-County Country Club can be your home away from home this season. Located just 10 minutes from the Silver Creek exit and having been awarded 4 stars by Golf Digest, Tri-County has become a destination for members and guests alike. Come out to Tri-County and see why members and guests refer to us as a true hidden gem. With our rolling fairways, challenging greens, and superior conditions, it's easy to get lost in the beautiful natural scenery. In addition to a beautiful golf course, we have a full-service clubhouse, PGA-accredited staffing, junior programs, multiple practice facilities, member leagues and tournaments, along with welcoming members who love golf.
Don't wait any longer. Become a member today and experience top-notch golf without the frills. Please give us a call at 716-965-2053 or visit tricountycountryclub.com for more information.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of Yolo Live Professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
I'm Paul Peck, voice of the UB Bulls and head of sports development at VSP Graphic Group. We're a full-service vinyl graphics design and installation company right here in Western New York. At VSP, we specialize in helping local schools, colleges, and businesses enhance their brand with interior and exterior displays, signs, and vehicle wraps. Our newest project, the T to Green Studios. VSPGraphicGroup.com. Look bigger, look better.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at PCSplumbing.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible.
If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.